אז זה רק נמצא לחומר למחר, עשו אפילו על ידי אקום, הוא אומר המוגן הדרום, ולא ידעי הדרום, אתה מכיר, בגלל שזה לא עצם. אבל הוא אומר המשתבור, שאם זה יהיה למשל, יש לו גרם על עזר, או
הוא אומר After wishing everyone Shavua Tov, what we want to study is Tefillah. We want to talk about Tefillas Hatzibur, Tefillas Hayachid. We want to talk about Beis Knesses. We want to speak about Dovah Shebekedusha. We want to speak about the Shliach Tzibur. We want to speak about the Aron Kodesh and the Teva. There's a lot to talk about. But I think what I want to do first is just give an overview of what we covered last week. And that's what you have here on these pages if you have them. So let's begin with the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Seder Tfilos Hatzibur Kahu. And the Rambam says, Bishachar, in the morning, Kol Ha'am Yoshvim, everyone sits, Ushliach Tzibur Yored Lifnei Ateva, V'omed B'emtza Ha'am. So what we want to understand is, why does the Rambam require that the Shliach Tzibur stand in the middle of the people? And why is he Yored Lifnei Ateva? And as a segue to answer this question, we have to ask, what is the Teva? And for that we have to fast forward to Perek Yud Aleph, Milchus Tefillah. Halacha Beis, the Rambam speaks about Kishabonim Beis HaKnesses, when they build a shul, the Rambam says that bonim bo heichal, they build a heichal. So the Rambam's terminology is what? What's the key word here? Heichal. And what's inside the heichal? Heichal shemanichim bo sefer Torah. Then, if we fast forward to halacha gimel, the Rambam says that ma'midim teva sheyesh ba sefer Torah. All of a sudden the word is not heichal, but rather what? Teva. And the Rambam says that the teva, ma'midin osa be'emtza, it has to be located in the middle. And again, it's a teva sheyesh ba sefer Torah. And the Rambam describes the juxtaposition between the teva and the heichal. So the Rambam has teva and heichal.
Did the Rambam say where the
Heichal
has to be?
The Rambam tells you where the Heichal has to be. We'll come right back to that in just a minute. Okay. I just wanted to do it in an organized fashion. And then at the end of Halacha Dalit, the Rambam tells us something which doesn't surprise us at all. U'b'yesh ha-shliach tzibur omeid l'tfilah. When the shliach tzibur stands for tfilah, omeid baritz lifnei ha-teva. He stands in front of the teva. And that's exactly what we saw in Perek Tes, where the Rambam writes, Shliach Tzibur Yored Lifnei Ateva. So what we see here in Perek Yud Aleph, Halachas Beis and Gimel, and even in Halacha Dalid, is that the Rambam clearly has two entities, so to speak, in the Beis HaKnesses. He's got a Heichal, and he has a teva. And what we wanted to study is, what's the difference between the two, between a heichal and the teva? And we're not going to take the approach of the Kesef Mishnah, that the teva is a shulchan, a bima shel eitz, where they place the Sefer Torah in order to read from the Sefer, but rather that the teva has on a permanent basis, it houses the Sefer Torah. How do we derive that strange conclusion that the Teva, like the Heichal, houses the Sefer Torah on a permanent basis? First, we open up to the Gemara in Megillah Daf Vav Amid Beis. And if you have it, it's the, when you get to the wide lines, it's the third of the wide lines at the bottom of the page. Rava says, "Hai tevusa de irfat." If the teva collapses, it falls apart, then what do you do with the wood of the teva? Mi avda teva zutrasai. You could create another teva, even though it's a small one, but it's enough to function as a teva. However, kursaya, but to convert it, as Rashi says, into a bima shel eitz, a shulchan on which we read the Sefer Torah asur. And it becomes crystal clear from this Gemara that the Kedusha of the Teva exceeds that of the Kedusha of the Shulchan. And to explain why that is so, we suggest that the Teva is a permanent house for the Sefer Torah, whereas the Shulchan is only temporary. When we need to read the Sefer Torah, we'll read it on top of the Shulchan. But I want to bring three proofs, and again, this is not like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam's Teva, that use, the term Teva in the Rambam, refers to a permanent house for the Sefer Torah. Number one, the Rambam himself writes, as we saw in Perek Tes, and he reiterates it here in Perek Yud Aleph, that where does the Shliach Tzibur situate himself? In front of the Teva. Why would the Rambam require that you have a box made of wood and that's where the Shliach Tzibur should situate himself? It must be that this Teva is not just an argaz eitz, but rather it is a house for the Sefer Torah. Number two, the Rambam in Hilchos Tanyos, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, says that on a fast day they bring the Teva out to the Rechava Shel Ir, and the language of the Rambam is Vinosnim Efer Makla Al Gavi Ateva V'Al Gavi Sefer Torah. The Rambam says, as an expression of grief, we take ashes and we put them on top of the Teva and on top of the Sefer Torah. It would seem that the Sefer Torah is inside the Teva, and we bring it out as an expression of mourning. Finally, the third proof is the Rambam in the seventh perek of Hilchas Lulav. The Rambam says that when we do the hakafa with the lulav, and we no longer can do the hakafa around the mizbeach, but we have a substitute. We do the hakafa around the teva. What is that teva? Is it just a box? It's a teva shemunach bas sefer Torah. And therefore, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes that although you're not allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and reduce its sanctity if you sell it, but you can upgrade its sanctity, that's called Ma'alim B'Kodesh, by selling it for a Beis HaMedrash. Because the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And then the Rambam says that Bnei Ya'ir Shemachru Beis HaKnesses Yesh Lem Likach Bidamav Teva. Why a Teva? The Gemara says that, again to use the terminology of the Gemara, a Kursaya has a low level of Kedusha. The answer is that a kursaya only functions on a temporary basis when you take the Sefer Torah out and you read on this shulchan. But the teva of the Rambam functions for the Sefer Torah on a permanent basis. It's the house for the Sefer Torah, and therefore it has an elevated kedusha such that you can sell a Beis HaKnesses and use the money to purchase a teva. Rabosai, now the key question is, if the Rambam has a heichal, which is, we'll see where it's located, Avi, in just a minute, which is a permanent structure and houses the Sefer Torah, why does the Rambam need a teva that the way we're defining it is also a permanent house for the Sefer Torah? Why does he need two of them?
You're not looking for a functional answer. Bring it out.
No. I'm looking for a halakhic answer to this question. And on the second page of your Maror Mekomos, you may see that there is a Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira which might shed a light on our discussion. there are two, what we call aronos. One Aron Kodesh is the Heichal. It never moves. It's permanently located. It's part of the structure of the Beis HaKnesses. And then there's a second Aron Kodesh, not the Heichal, but in the Rambam's terminology, a Teva. The Teva is not located in one permanent place. It moves. And that's what we saw in the Rambam, where? In Hilchos Tainios, that we take it out to the Rechov HaShalir. Perhaps we could suggest that the Teva has to be placed in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, and that's where the Shatz has to be Yored Lifnei HaTeva. And that's the Teva that sometimes goes out into the Rechov HaShalir, and the people surround that Teva for the Tfilos of the Tainios. What are the two kiyumim here in two aronos, both of which house the Sefer Torah? The Heichal and the Teva. So we say that there's an important Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perakei Aleph Halacha Hey, Elu HaDvorim Sheim Ikar Bibinyan HaBayis. There are three elements which make up the Heichal and are the Ikar of the Bayis. What does that mean? What does that mean, the Ikar of the Bayis? How would you translate that into conceptual terms? The Ikar what of the Bayis? The Ikar Kedusha of the Bayis. The sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, number one, the Kodesh. That's the Aron HaBris. Number two, the Kodesh Kadoshim. And number three, the Ulam. Ushloshtam Nikroim Heichal. And this engenders the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. If we have the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in mind, let's go back to our Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says, Kishabonim Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry, Beis HaKnesses. What is the Rambam addressing here? Above and beyond architecture. On a halachic level, conceptually, what question is really the Rambam addressing here? When he says, Ketzad Bonim Beis HaKnesses, how do you build a Beis HaKnesses? Exactly, how do you engender Kedusha? How do you engender Kedusha into this architectural structure which we call a Beis HaKnesses? And the Rambam says, Bonim bo Heichal Shemanichem bo Sefer Torah. That Heichal is a permanent part of the structure of the Beis HaKnesses. It is the house for the Sefer Torah, and it parallels what in the Beis HaMikdash? What was in the Kodesh Kadoshim that was similar to the Heichal that the Rambam describes here, Sheminichem bo Sefer Torah? It was the Aron HaBris. And the Aron HaBris was critical in engendering Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says the Heichal in the Beis HaKnesses, Sheminichem bo Sefer Torah, is critical in engendering Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And I want to prove to you that the Rambam operates with an analogy, an equation between Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash on the one hand and Beis HaKnesses on the other. And here we come back to your question, Avi. Where is the Heichal in the Beis HaKnesses located? And the Rambam says that the Psachim, the entryways into the Beis HaKnesses, are in the east, and you come in through these gateways, the portals, and where do you turn? What direction are you looking at? At the Heichal, which is located in the west. Again, in our situation, because we are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, therefore we go in through the west and face towards the east. But in the Rambam's frame of reference, it was just the reverse. And the Rambam says, how do I know this? How do I derive the conclusion that the Psachim, the entryways of the Beis HaKnesses, have to be in the east? And guess what? The Rambam quotes a pasuk which refers to the Masos. You remember that back in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael were traveling, journeying through the desert with what? With the Mishkan. Correct? When the Mishkan started moving, Klal Yisrael started moving. What was the signal that the Mishkan had to move? The Anani HaKodesh. The Anani HaKovet. Says the Rambam, Shenemar, V'achonim lifnei HaMishkan Kedma. The people of Israel were located on the eastern side and they faced the Mishkan to the west. And therefore, the Rambam says that the Heichal has to be situated on the west and the Pischei Beis HaKnesses on the east. You come into the east and you face the Heichal. Now, if that's the key of the Aron, if the purpose of the Heichal, which the Rambam's language is Heichal, and we call it what? We call it the Aron, the Aron Kodesh, is to endow the Beis HaKnesses with Kedusha, because now we have an Aron HaBris in every single Beis HaKnesses, and that Aron HaBris is the Heichal, Shemunach Bo Sefer Torah. Wonderful. What's the purpose of the table? And here, we have to go back to the Parsha of Masos. And we're going to open up to Bamidbar Tes, Pasuk, Yud Ches. And here's what the Pasuk says. It's on Yomar Makomos page. And the Pasuk says the following. It should be in tests. I'm hoping, if I didn't make any mistake here. Al pi Hashem Yisod, this Parsha Paloscha. Al pi Hashem Yachnu is called Yimei Asher Yishkan on and Ala Mishkan Yachnu. And then it says Umakav Asher Yishkan Sham Anon Sham Yachnu Bnei Yisrael. It means, it means that the people of Israel were situated and encamped around the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the hub, and the people of Israel surrounded the Mishkan. And what Kedusha does that area where the Bnei Yisrael established their encampment, what status does it have in Halacha? Does anybody know what that's called? What Kedusha is it called? Yisrael. It's called Machne Yisrael. And that's no Ge'er to come of Alochis, of Shiluach, Tmeyim in a Machne, Machne Yisrael. It's interesting that the same Aloch of Machne Yisrael, in which Bnei Yisrael surround the Mishkan, is Aloch Lidoros for the Beis HaMikdash. Where was the Machne Yisrael, or what is the Machne Yisrael, once the Beis HaMikdash was built? Yerushalayim. Because the Beis HaMikdash is surrounded by Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash is the hub and Yerushalayim surrounds it. In fact, Rashi in Masechta Zvachim says that when the Mishkan was no longer in existence and Klal Yisrael were traveling through Eretz Yisrael at that point to conquer the land and the Beis HaMikdash wasn't established yet, the Rashi says there's no Kedushas Machne Yisrael because they weren't situated around the Mishkan. What does this have to do with the Teva, Rabbosai? Why does the Rambam require, in addition to the Heichal, a Teva? The Heichal is to function as what? As the Mekadesh of the Beis HaKnesses. That's a permanent structure. And that's located on the west, the Psachim on the east, and we walk in and face the Heichal. But why does the Rambam need a Teva? What's the key of a Teva? To create what? Machne Yisrael. We create a Kedusha of Machne Yisrael that parallels, that mirrors the Kedusha of Machne Yisrael. But in order to do that, I need something that represents the Aron HaBris, the Mishkan, the Migdash. But where does that have to be situated? In the middle, with the Machne Yisrael surrounding it. And that can only be achieved by creating a teva. So the teva serves an entirely different function than the Heichal. The Heichal is for the structure and the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. The teva is in order to engender a Kedusha for Machne Yisrael. So that Machne Yisrael could surround the Aron Kodesh. That's why the teva is located where? In the middle of the shul. So that the people who come to daven will surround the teva. Because the Heichal had to be in the Maarav. It had to be on the west side. It couldn't be in the middle. The Heichal had to establish the entire Kedusha Beis HaKnesses by being permanently located on one wall. Which wall? The western wall. And that parallels the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. But now, we need something that would serve in the center, not on the wall. Not in the extreme west, but in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses. And that's the teva. Again, you won't see it today, but I'm sure that the Rambam had a teva in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses. And Klal Yisrael, the people who came to daven, would surround that teva. I don't know. Yechiel, do me a favor. I'm sorry. I hate to do this, but I'm really not interested in history. Today, we are purely on a conceptual level. We are trying to figure out Vashtet and Rambam. So any question that you have and any answer that you give has to be in the words of the Rambam.
Right. So if it's the Rambam, I'm not saying it's historical. I'm saying maybe he's saying it has to be the West regardless of where you are. Why do you want to say it's relevant?
Okay. Okay. That's not my point. All I'm saying is that it might change in our time. I'm saying that if you have a problem with the way it looks today, you shouldn't have a problem. That's not relevant to us.
Rambam has said it needs to be in the west because the Kodesh Kadoshim was in the west. The Rambam didn't live on the west part.
That's what I just said.
Correct. Whatever the Ruach is, Shemes Palim Kenegdo, which means towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichal has to be located in the direction of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I'm not interested in what direction that is or where Cairo is. What I'm interested in is that you understand that the Heichal replaces what? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. And why does the Rambam need a replacement for the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Because the Rambam holds that a Beis HaKnesses is a mirror image of the Mishkan and of the Beis HaMikdash. But again, Rabosai, I don't think that we are full swing around. We still have a problem that hangs over our heads. And that is what? Why does the Shliach Tzibur have to stand in the middle of the shul Keneged HaTeva? Why couldn't the Shliach Tzibur stand Keneged HaHeichal? And furthermore, I don't understand the connection here between the Sefer Torah and Tefillah. And you'll see this question if you look on the bottom of your page 2. For Tefillah, for Darvish B'Kedusha, we require that the Shat stand Keneged Sefer Torah. So whether it's Keneged HaHeichal, or as the Rambam would have a Keneged HaTeva, what is the connection between Sefer Torah and Tefillah? We understand the connection between Sefer Torah and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses as a replacement of Beis HaMikdash. We understand that the Sefer Torah is a replacement of what? Of the Aron HaBris that sanctified the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that have to do with Tefillah? And at this point, I'd like you to take a look, because now we pretty much finished our survey or our overview of what we did last week. Now I want to talk to you about a Davar Shebekedusha. Let's open up a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. You'll find this on line 13, if that helps you. And we try to get a concept, a picture of a davar shebikedusha. Now here Rabosai, in the sugya on daf chaf alef amid beis, what we're trying to figure out here is the correct girsa. And again, in my particular edition that I'm looking at here, we have Hagos Mirav Runchenberg. If you don't have it, you might have it on the side of your page in any event. But what we have in the text is the following. Amar Rav Ado Bar Ava Minayin She'ein HaYachid Omer Kedusha Shenemar V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. And Rav Ado says, Kol Dover She'Bekedusha Lo Yehei Pachos Me'asora. This pasuk, Rabosai, is the source for a much more fundamental mitzvah. Rav Ada is expanding this pasuk to include Ein Dovish V'Kedusha Pachos Me'Asara. But what's the original, Rav Osai? This is a tolda. What's the Av?
Kiddush Hashem.
In which case? Not in the big three. Big three is even Betzina. But when is there a halach of Kiddush Hashem B'Farhesia? Of Mesiris Nefesh? When it's Shar Averos, any other Avera besides the big three, then Kiddush Hashem, if an Anos comes, again, there are all sorts of conditions, but one of the basic conditions is B'toch B'nei Yisrael. What's considered B'toch B'nei Yisrael? What's the minimum quorum? The magic number is 10. And now, Rav Ada says there's another kind of Kiddush Hashem, which is called a Dover Shebekedusha. So the Gemara says, my mashma. Who says that the magic number is 10? You want to quote this pasuk? It says, B'toch B'nei Yisrael. How many people make up B'nei Yisrael? I don't know. So the Gemara here quotes, again, but here it's Rav Chia Bar Abba, Asya Toch Toch. Now this Asya Toch Toch, allows us to take the word toch in the pasuk of Vinikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael and hook it or connect it to another pasuk that also has the word toch, but hopefully will address the question, well, how many people make up toch? And the second pasuk is, He Badlu Mitoch Ha'eda Azos. But frankly speaking, that's not the correct girsa in the Gemara. I mean, we'll see, it's the Rambam's girsa, but it's not the simple, straightforward girsa in the Gemara. And that girsa, which I see here on the side of my page, I hope that you have it on the side of your page, quotes an entirely different pasuk. And that is, Admasai La'eda Harazos. What parsha is that in? Parsha's Korach. Because in Parsha's Korach, we have what we call Adas Korach, and there it says the word Toch. Right? I don't have the whole pasuk here, unfortunately. Does anybody have it? I think I wrote in the Maror Makomos where it is. Did I not? Okay, let's just take a break here. Is it not on the Maror Makomos? Maybe it's in the Steinsaltz, but I wanted to write it here, and I guess I probably forgot to do it. Where is it? You see the... Yeah? Just one second. Before we get to the Meraglim, we have to go slowly. We have to go slowly. Where is it? I know it's in Korach, but what pasuk is it? Does he tell you there? Do you have the Torah or on this side, Rabbi?
It's Bamidbar Tezayin Chafal.
Tezayin Chafal. Great. Let's read the pasuk. Tezayin Chafal. He badlu mitoch ha'eda azos. What are the two key words in these four words of the pasuk? Mitoch and ha'eda. So we now have toch and we have eda. The first word toch links us back to make dashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. That's the isyotach asyotach toch toch. Now we have Eda. And which Eda are we referring to here? Adas Korach. Again, posh pshat. Right, Adas Korach. So how many members were there in Adas Korach? 250. So Rabbi Oslai, now we're going to say that the Dovrish of Kedusha, or in the original Mesiris Nefesh of Kiddush Hashem, we require what? 250. That's a large number. The Gemara is not happy with that. And the Gemara therefore takes this pasuk, which has the word toch in it, and uses this pasuk as a, I don't know what you call it, a link. Yeah, what do you call it in checkers? You know, when you, okay. Anyway, it allows you to jump over to a different pasuk of Hibadlu Mitoch Eidazos, which is in Parshas Shlach, in the Parsha of the Meraglim. And there, when the Torah says, what is the pasuk there again? I'm sorry, Masai Lieda Razos. Again, please find it. There, it doesn't say the word Toch, but it says Eda. So in other words, we have three psukim here, and it creates a chain. We start with the pasuk in of the Mikdashi, and then from the Toch we go over to the pasuk in Parshas Korach, where it says Toch and Eda, and from there we jump over to the pasuk in Shlach, referring to the Meraglim, and there, although it doesn't say Toch, but it does say Eda. And what's an Eda? In the case of Meraglim? 10. It's almost as if the Gemara had an agenda here, so to speak. Okay. The Gemara had a vested interest to reduce the number of an Eda and get down to the magic number was 10. Did the Gemara have Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Was there a transmission and a Mesorah? Maybe there was a Mesorah that the magic number is 10. I don't know. But one thing I do know, the Gemara intuitively felt it can't be 250. And therefore the Gemara has to find a link between V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael and the pasuk what?
He bought me.
Not he bought them. I'm saying. Right, but again, what's the pasuk now that we need in Shlach? Admasai la'eda razos. That's the key pasuk. But you can't jump the gun here. You can't go from Mikdashi v'toch
mi
Israel.
A to C. You got to go A, B, C.
To the pasuk of what?
You got to go from Toch to Eidah.
And what's the Eidah that we got to get to? Does it say Toch there? What's the puzzle? No. Again, Yechiel, you be my... Admasai, again, we're going to have to memorize this. There's no way out. Admasai li Eidah Arazos. The puzzle, Admasai li Eidah Arazos, doesn't mention Toch. So we need that link through he bodily toch Eidazos. You with me? That's crystal clear. And that's the girsa on the side of the Gemara. That's not the girsa of the Rambam. How do I know that that's not the girsa of the Rambam? Because I open up to the Rambam in Perek Ches, Mehilchas Tefillah. We've been doing Perek Tes and Perek Yud Aleph. Let's go back to Perek Ches. And there, what do we have in Perek Ches? We have Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav. Okay, what do we find there? It says the following. Ein omrim kaddish al basar, etc., etc. Shekol asara mi Yisrael heim anikroim eda. Shenemar ad mosai lo eda roazos. Right? So the Rambam jumps all the way to Mabmidbar Yudalid Pasuk of Zayin. Did I get that right, Yechiel? Admasai Ha'eda Razos. But there's no link between our Pasuk of Toch, of Enikdashni B'toch B'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk Admasai La'eda Razos. We're missing that middle stage in which the Pasuk says, he bodlu mitol chayda zos. Correct? Is that the pasuk in? Oh, okay.
Where's the Rambam here?
Here, ches vav. I'm sorry. Hey, and then the Rambam says v'chol davar b'kedusha lo yehayel b'tol chayda miYisrael. Shenem v'kedashti b'tol b'nei Yisrael. Wow, this is a very strange case. Because the Rambam, with his girsa,
doesn't have a connector.
He doesn't have that link between Toch and Eda. In other words, the Rambam's assuming that when it says v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, because he doesn't have our girsa, that v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, you have to, so to speak, add another word to the pasuk. What word do you add to the pasuk? V'nikdashti b'toch, what word should you add? Adas b'nei Yisrael. It's like the pasuk that says, ki l'cholam b'shkog, it says v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. You know, the Rambam says that b'nei Yisrael refers to adas b'nei Yisrael. And therefore, says the Rambam, if v'nikdashti b'toch adas b'nei Yisrael is the way you read the pasuk, so to speak, don't take me literally, now I have to figure out, well, what is an Eda? Okay. It would seem for the Rambam that there's some sort of integral equation here between Toch and Eda. A logical equation. I don't need the extra pasuk from Korach to make that equation. I could make the equation between B'toch B'nei Yisrael and Adas B'nei Yisrael. That the mitzvah v'nikdashti, in the case of Mesiras Nefesh, or reciting a davar shebikdusha, takes place b'toch b'nei Yisrael, in the presence of b'nei Yisrael. And what is b'nei Yisrael? Says the Rambam, the way his gears is, that b'nei Yisrael means adas b'nei Yisrael, in front of the Eda. But Rabosai, when we talk about the Eda, if the Rambam is assuming that v'kdashti is b'tocha Eda, what is the Eda of Klal Yisrael? Before we get to the number 10, before we get to the specific case of the Meraglim, apparently, what is adas b'nei Yisrael? The entire nation of the Jewish people. Is the Rambam requires Kedushas Hashem in two forms? In the presence of the entire people of Klal Yisrael, the entire nation. But 1 second, we've got a problem. Could you imagine gathering the entire nation? Even when they got together in 1923, it wasn't the entire nation. So what do we do? How do we observe or implement the halacha of v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael? That's the Gemara's problem. And what's the answer? Can you say it conceptually, Yehuda? What do we learn from the parsha of the Meraglim? Mitch, can you help me here?
We need some representatives.
Exactly. That the 10 people represent Adas B'nei Yisrael. When 10 Jews gather together, they are Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can't be there together physically, but they can appoint what we call Ba'i Koach, their representatives. And that's what you have here on the bottom of page 3. Give me one more minute. That the Pirush, according to the Rambam, of B'toch B'nei Yisrael is in the Ma'amad, the presence of Adas B'nei Yisrael. And what is Adas B'nei Yisrael? Like we saw, V'nislach L'Adas B'nei Yisrael means all of B'nei Yisrael. The Rambam holds that the Gzeres HaKosev of Nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael engenders a unique halacha that Kiddush Shmo HaGadol, that the sanctification of God's name requires Kol Yisrael. It requires Adas B'nei Yisrael. And Adas B'nei Yisrael means the entire nation of Israel. But how could we do that? How could we be Mekadesh Shem HaGadol in front of the entire nation of Israel? It's impossible. And the answer is that although conceptually we are able to fulfill v'nikdashti kiddush Hashem in the presence of kol adas b'nei Yisrael, but practically we cannot do so. And therefore, mibchina ma'asit, in a practical way, since it's impossible for all generations to create a kiddush Hashem in front of all of Klal Yisrael, We need what's called an Eda. And the Rambam understands that an Eda is an entity. An Eda is a halachic chalushem. And it's a chalushem of Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. But what do we need in order to engender that entity called Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael? We need 10 people from Israel. And they create this entity called Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Look at Halacha Vav again that we just read before. And now the words of the Rambam take on so much more meaning. The Rambam says, Kol Dovar Shebikdusha Lo Yehela B'toch Ha'eda Mi Yisrael. Ha'eda means the entire Eda of Yisrael. That's what it means, V'nikdashti B'toch B'nai Yisrael. What Rav Acha is trying to establish here in Brachos Chaf Aleph Beis is the practical mechanics of it. How do we get a representation of Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael? Rav Osef, if you know a little bit about Kodshim, what example could you quote from the Beis HaMikdash? Does anybody know what I have in mind? Where there are representatives... No, it's just a two-word phrase. It's called the Anshei Maima. Did you ever hear of it?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to know. You have to know half of Masechta Tainis for this, which I don't know. But I'm just saying, there's something called the Anshei Maima. The Anshei Maima are the representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. It could be also in the Mishmaras Kahuna. There's a parallel kind of halacha, but the halacha operates with a concept called Boi Koach, called Shluchei Amcha Yisrael. And they represent all of Klal Yisrael. The question that Rav Acha wanted to understand was, well, how many people to require in order to create this Kedush Hashem of Adas B'nai Yisrael? What's the minimum? And the Chazal understood that it couldn't be 250. It would have to be a smaller number. And what was the magic number? 10. Oddly enough, that magic number represents the Meraglif. Okay, if it's Sarchi and Gano, I have a whole drush on that. But be that as it may, in a halachic sense, we derive from that pasuk in Parsha Shlach that 10 Jews getting together form an entity, a new Chaloshem, a halachic body, which is called an Eda B'Yisrael. And the Rambam assumes that when it says V'nikdashti B'toch B'nai Yisrael, it means Adas B'nai Yisrael. Now look for the word Eda and see if you can find somewhere where the number for an Eda is 10. And once you find that, then plug that back into the pasuk of V'nikdashti B'toch B'nai Yisrael. Correct. And the Rambam feels comfortable about leaving it out based on his girsa in the Gemara, because the Rambam understood that if Ikdashti Bitoch B'nai Yisrael represent an entity of Klal Yisrael. It's not a group. Correct. And the Rambam holds that B'nai Yisrael means Adas B'nai Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Because the Rambam understood that logically, Kiddush Hashem is not related to you or to me or to even a group of 1,000 individuals. It's got to be related to all of Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, the one who recites the Dovar Shebikedusha is doing so as a representative of all Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael participate together in a Dovar Shebikedusha. Just like when the Anshei Maimon represent Klal Yisrael to bring a carbon on behalf of the entire Tzibur. Or in certain cases to fast a Tainus Tzibur on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But how do we create that entity of Klal Yisrael, of B'nai Yisrael, of Adas Yisrael? That's the Chiddush of Kol Dovar Shebikedusha Ba'asara. And we derive it from the word Eda, because Eda means, in this context, all of Klal Yisrael. The 10 men have no significance or status in and of themselves, but rather, they become a unit, a new entity. They are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. When someone recites Kaddish or Kedusha in front of 10 men, he was Mekadesh Shmo HaGadol in the presence of the entire people of Israel. In the Rabbim. The Rabbim represents the Kal Adas B'nai Yisrael. And we need now something to link together these 10 people to form this new entity called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Whenever there's a minyan of Jews, we now have a tziruf of these 10 people to form this new entity that represent Klal Yisrael and bring Adas B'nai Yisrael together. And that's what the Dorosh of the Kedusha Basara is all about. And now, Rabbosai, I want to study with you, if you're on my page 4, a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. And again, we're going to try to weave this all together, and hopefully it'll form one Adas B'nai Yisrael. Okay. Can somebody be kind enough to open up the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes? The Gemara says as follows. It's a one-line deal here on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and it's 8 lines up from the bottom. It's the first of the wide lines. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Valavai Sheyispalel Adam Kol Yom Kul. Now, Rabbosai, we know that what's the magic number of Tefillos in a day?
Three.
In fact, you may recall that we learned the Ian Guttel that 3 and only 3. But that's only as far as what? As a tefillah chovah. But as far as a tefillah nedav is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Valavai sheyispal adam kol hayom kulo." And you should know that in the poskim, they talk about waiting between one tefillah and another till you miyashiv yadas. There are many halachas in order to set up the mental, shall I say, mood or attitude for a tefillah nedav. But here, Rabbosai, I want to call to your attention the Ravid. The Ravid has a very interesting take on Tefillas Nedava. What is Tefillas Nedava all about? Do you have that, Mitch? Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. If not, I'll find it for you. In this case, you don't have to be a rocket scientist because it's in the first perek. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay. The Ravid says the following. What is a tefillas nedava? A fascinating concept, tefillas nedava. Is the Ravid says that a tefillas nedava is predicated on rachmim, on bakoshas rachmim. He says, Das Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar V'Alavai Sheyispal Adam Kol Hayom Ela B'Yud Ches, meaning you have to recite the 18 brachos, Shehi Tfilas Rachamim Ubakosha. And then the Ravid goes on to set up the dinim, you know, of a Tfilas Nedav. Rabbosai, this concept of Rachamim and Bakoshas Rachamim is not new to us. We've discussed on many occasions that the essence of tefillah is rachamim, is bakoshas rachamim. Tefillah rachmeninu. You remember we discussed it on Brachas Daf Chaf with regard to nashim, that women like men share the chiyuv of tefillah because tefillah is a bakoshas rachamim. And I want to add something else into the equation. When we talk about tefillahs rachamim, you could talk about the Gemara on Chavav Amin Aleph. And what does the Gemara talk about on Chavav Amin Aleph? Do you remember that sugya? That's the famous sugya on the bottom of your page 4 of Tfilas Tashlumen. A man lost his Zman Tfilah, and it's a little bit too late now to daven. And the Gemara says, you know what? He can daven a second, a makeup Tfilah, at a second time period. And the Gemara says, why? We don't find Tashlumen with regard to mitzvahs that are time bound. And the Gemara says, because Tzelusa Rachmehi, you can count up from the bottom of the page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.5 lines. The same language which we found in Brachas Chaf Amid Beis, now we find it in Brachas Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, and we find it in the Ravid at the end of Perek Aleph, Milchus Tefillah, with regard to Tefillah Asnadam. However, putting the Ravid on the side for a moment, let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the same place at the end of Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Tefillah, the Rambam gives an entirely different take on Tefillas Nedava. And he says that a Tefillas Nedava is predicated not on Rachmeninu, but rather on a Karba Nedava. And therefore the Rambam says that there's no such thing as a tzibur gathering together to offer a tefillas nedava, lefi she'ein tzibur mevi'im karban nedava. A karban nedava can only be brought by a yachid. And therefore, the tzibur can only have a tefillas chova, whereas the yachid has the advantage that he can have an additional tefillah, a tefillas nedava. But the Rambam anchors the concept of tefillas nedava in the framework of karbonos, whereas the Ravid anchors it in the framework of bakashas racham. And what I'd like to suggest here, Rabosai, is elu v'elu divr l'kim chayim. That in truth, tefillah has two different dimensions to it. If you want to understand the nature of tefillah, first and foremost, you have to go with the Ravid. And that is that tzilusa rachmeninu, that the purpose of tefillah is to be mekayim bakoshas rachamim. And I want to show you something here. Again, the Rav Zichrono Levracha, when he talks about tefillah, he always waxes eloquent. Poetic. It's unbelievable how eloquent and poetic he is. I'm not going to read the entire piece for you. If you want a photocopy of it, some of you already have the photocopy. And if you do, you'll take a look at the first paragraph. He says, "B'tfila yeshnam shnei kiyuvim nifradim." There are two different dimensions to tefillah, and they all are integrated into the concept of avoda shebelev. The first, he says, is bakoshas rachamim. And he says that this bakoshas rachamim emanates from a deep, profound tlut, meaning tlut means a dependence, that man feels that he himself is weak, he himself is poor, and he has no ability to help himself. He's totally dependent on some external power or force. A man could be the richest man in the world. He could have all the servants that he has. He could be the king of kings. It doesn't matter. If he's suffering from nemach, a bad disease, he needs help from others. Man, says the Rav, is totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua, for redemption, for salvation, for the solution to all his problems in life, to provide for all his sustenance, whether they be physical or spiritual. And this is expressed by David HaMel, who's the king, sitting in his palace. But nevertheless, in Kapitel Kuf Beis, is a very famous pasuk, especially amongst the Sfaradim. Tfila li ani ki yatov. Man feels like an ani. He's poor. V'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. And he pours himself all his kishkas out in front of Hashem. And this means that man is totally dependent upon the great God. And once he recognizes this, and he realizes that without God's help, he's avud, he's lost for all eternity, this is the impetus, the foundation of tefillah, which comes to its final expression, its most flowery expression, in the Shir HaMalos of David HaMelech, Tehillim Kuf Chav Gimel, Eilecha Nasasi Yisenai, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, Hine Keinei Avadim Al Yad Adoneim, Keinei Shivcha Al Yad Gvirta, Keinei Neinu Al Hashem Elokeinu Ad Shichaneinu. Man feels like the Eved, who's totally dependent upon the arm of his master. Like the Shivcha, who's totally dependent on the arm, the goodwill of HaGvirta. Our eyes, Hashem, are turned to you. Please have compassion. Man, out of that sense, comes to pray in front of Hashem. And if you would ask me, Again, this is just my own prejudice. I would say that this dimension of tefillah parallels what we discussed at great length about amiras shiros v'tishpachos on the level of lechad dumya, niyam alel gvuras Hashem. Man realizes that he's mortal, he's physical, he's limited. And in case of shiros v'tishpachos, how can he praise Hashem? In a case of tefillah, on the contrary, that deep feeling of mortality, of man as a being who is totally, shall I say, dependent upon the help of others. He's vulnerable. The vulnerability of man. You know, that's what Purim is all about. You know, the people of Paras Umadai felt, you know, the Jews felt, wow, we're up there. You know, we have a pluralistic society and we are invited to take part in the banquet. They even had kosher food for us and kosher wine. And they felt very secure. And we have a tendency of patting ourselves on the back and feeling a sense of security. But Purim comes to undermine that sense of security, to waken us up out of our slumber, our false sense of comfort, and to realize that no matter how good things are, how much we're dependent on the goodwill of the nations, ultimately we need Hashem. And that's of course what we're experiencing here in Eretz Yisrael. But then, leaving the Raavad on the side, introducing the Rambam, we have another foundation of tefillah. Tefillah is not predicated on Bakoshes Rachman, or I should say not only on Bakoshes Rachman, but there's another dimension to tefillah. The essence of tefillah is karbon. And the Rambam says that the concept of a karbon is absolutely central to tefillah. The Rambam, if you open up to Perek Aleph Milchus Tefillah, his introduction to the laws of tefillah, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalit, Kevan Shara Ezra Beisino Kach, they realized that people were ilgim and they weren't able to express and formulate their tefillos, their bakoshos. Amdu v'tiknu lem shmon esrei brachas ala seder. And the Rambam says that the main part of the Shmoneh Esrei that was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Emtzoyos, Yesh Behem She'elas Kol HaDvarim, they are avos to formulate all our needs, L'chol Cheftei Ish Ve'ish L'tzarchei HaTzibur Kulam, the needs of every individual and the community. Here the Rambam is reflecting the Bakoshas Rachamim element of Tefillah. But then, Halacha Hey, V'chein Tiknu, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol didn't stop here. They went further. She'ei minyan ha-tfilos, k'minyan ha-karbonos. Shtei tfilos b'chol yom, k'neged shnei tmidim. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, V'chein Eskiru, she'ei odom ispal tfilachas b'alayla, Sharei Evrei Atomid Shel Ben Arbayim Is'achlim V'holchim Kol HaLayla. The Rambam has the entire structure of tefillah as a mirror image corresponding to karbonos. And here once again the Rav gets very poetic. And he writes, there's a second yesod, a second foundation to tefillah, and that's a kiyum hakrova. He says that Rav Yeshua ben Levi writes in Brachos Chavav Amid Beis, Tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. And the Rav says an unbelievable chiddush here that I wanted to share with you. He says the following. Not only, you know, when we understand tfilos keneged karbonos tiknum, we think that that's kind of an external connection. You know, that tfila is like a karbon. Oh no, that's not it. Hulot kavein rak litzayin ki hein tachlif lekarbon. It's not just some sort of quasi similarity or substitute for a karbon. El Rambam koveya ki heim karbon mamish. That the tefillah itself is a karbon. Unbelievable chiddush. He says the following. V'raya ledavar. He wants to prove it. And he says that the halacha tells you on many occasions that if a person has tzoa in his close proximity, if he's shikar, if he himself has to go and he doesn't go and he davens, is tfiloso shel adam toeva. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, zevach rishoyim toeva. And the Rav says, where do we find anywhere in Halacha the concept of Toevah? The Gemara talks about a psul, you know, shofar gozel is possible. The Gemara talks about lo yatsa yidei chavos, but where does the halacha formulate a toeva? It's repulsive, says the Rav. It's only with regard to karbonos. If a person brings a karbon under certain situations, we have to learn Masechta Zvachim for that. The Gemara applies the principle of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Literally, Zevach. The karbon of a rush is a Toeva. There's only one other area in Halacha where we find the word Toeva outside or beyond the realm of karbonos, and that's only in what? In Tefillah. And then the Rav says another chiddush, that how is it that we integrate into the fabric of tefillah the kohanim, the birchas kohanim? Birchas kohanim is an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is that tefillah is the avoda chutz le Beis HaMikdash. And I have something here on the bottom from Rav Shechta in Nefesh HaRav. Beautiful chiddush. The Rav is bothered by the Nusach HaTefillah of Shema Koleinu, because basically it's a request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillos. And right after Shema Koleinu comes Ritzeh, in which we recite Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael Ube Tefillosan. What is the difference between these two brachos? They're identical. Says the Rav, unbelievable chiddush. He says that these two brachos are fundamentally different one from the other, and they reflect and correspond to the two fundamental dimensions of tefillah. He says that Shomea Tefillah, which is the closing of Shema Koleinu, is the chasima of all the brachos and tzoyos of tefillah rachmeninu, the apex and the kolel, the common collective Tefillah and Bakasha with all the petitions in them is Shema Koleinu. And then Ritzeh, he says, is that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept not only our Bakasha's Rachamim, but to accept our Tefillah as a Korban. And he says that the word Ritzui is uniquely, exclusively dedicated to Korbanos. The essence of a Korban is the Ritzui Korban, that Hashem should be makabel. We don't just say Shema Koleinu and we ask Hashem to be makabel at tefillos. We ask for a ritzui of at tefillos. The ritzui of at tefillos corresponds to the dimension of tefillah as a korban. And he goes on to say that why is it that the kohanim enter frontal stage for birchas kohanim when? With ritzei. Not before Ritzeh, and not too late after Ritzeh, but with Ritzeh. And this is based on a sugyan brachas chav beis amid beis. And the reason is, he says, because Ritzeh represents a transition in our tefillah. We upgrade and transform our tefillah from simple bakashas rachamim, or let's say profound bakashas rachamim, but to the level of a korban. And at that moment, enter stage the kohanim. The avoda begins with Ritzeh. The tefillah takes on the new complexion of a karban at that moment of Ritzeh. And therefore, once we convert our tefillah into the avoda of a karban, now we're ready to invite the kohanim to continue and to embellish that avoda by reciting Birchas Kohanim. And the Rav, in a different article I found, I did a lot of research on this, just completely envelops Birchas Kohanim. He has a whole yahrzeit shiur on the Siyas Kapayim. And if you're interested, again, we don't have the time to go through it, but that's what the Rav says. So basically, tefillah represents a duality. It reflects itself in the Nusach HaTefillah. In Shema Koleinu, that's Bakoshes Rachamim. In Ritzeh, It's a replacement of tefillah. It elevates our tefillah to the level of what? Of karban. At that point, we ask for ritzui karban. And in each of these two dimensions, whether it be rachamim or ritzui karban, we need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a kabbalas atfila, divine acceptance of atfila. According to the Rambam, tfilas nedava is founded upon a karban nedava. And the obvious conclusion is that when a yachid offers, as an individual, his own private tefilas nedava, he's bringing what karban? A karban nedava. But a karban nedava, says the Rambam, can only be brought by a yachid and not by a tzibur. Therefore, within the context of a tzibur, there's no room for a tefilas nedava. And when a person davens a tefilas nedava, and he brings a tefilas, a karban nedava, that's wonderful, because a yachid brings a tefilas nedava. But what happens when a person prays a tefilas chova? What karban is that tefilas chova meant to become? When we transform a tefilas chova into a karban, which karban specifically did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah have in mind? A carbon tzibur? But which carbon tzibur? The carbon tamid. And I ask you the following question, Rabbis. How could a yachid, as an individual, let's say he's not in a tzibur, how could he daven a tefillah that would be transformed into a carbon? How could he recite Ritzei when he's davening a tefillas chova? The chova in a karbanos is always, in the case of tamidim, a carbon tzibur. It's a chovah shel tzibur. In fact, the tmidim have to be taken from what? Where do they purchase the animals from? The kvasim tmidim? From the lishkas hatruma, the trumas halishka, which was the money of all of Klal Yisrael. It means, who owns the karban tamid? All of Klal Yisrael. It's a karban tzibur. There may be Anshei Maimed up there representing the Klal Yisrael, but it's all Adas B'nei Yisrael. So how can a yachid outside of its tzibur bring a carbon tongue? I don't get it. But Rabosa, I'll tell you the truth. I don't even understand how the tzibur can recite a chovas tefillah, tefillah shel chovah. Because if the Rambam is identifying a tefillah of the tzibur shel chovah as a kiyum tamid, great. We've got 10 people together davening in a tzibur. And now, can we create a carbon tamid? Who's the bialim over a carbon tamid? One particular tzibur? All of Klal Yisrael have to be the owners of the carbon tamid. How can we get together a tzibur here, and there's a tzibur there, and there are 1,000 different communities, each one has 10 Jews and more, each community reciting its own tefilas chova shel tzibur, and engender a carbon tamid when each tzibur is only a fraction or a fragment of Klal Yisrael? Excellent. Is Rabosai. We have to go back to what we said about Dover Shebe Kedusha. If Dover Shebe Kedusha b'fnei Asara means v'nikdashti b'toch adas b'nei Yisrael, and the 10 Jews that form the Tzibur are simply representatives of all of Klal Yisrael, the Kiddush Hashem is being effectuated by kol adas b'nei Yisrael, then I think we could say that when a Tzibur gets together to daven, that tzibur is not just the 10 people. With all the respect to those 10 people, that's not how the tzibur operates. The tzibur may see in front of it 10 people, but halachically, what's nochach here, what's present here, is not the 10 people, but all of Klal Yisrael, the whole Adas B'nei Yisrael. They are representatives of Gan's Klal Yisrael, and therefore they can bring a Karban Tzibur that is owned by all of Klal Yisrael, but was still left with the case of the Yom. How do we rack our brains? This is what I'm walking around with when I'm not thinking about Melechus Bona for the Kol on Sundays, and I'm trying to figure out, how does a Yachid bring a Karban Chova? If the Yochid is bringing a carbon in Dova, that's wonderful. And in that context, he has a superior position to the Tzibur. The Tzibur is not capable of bringing a carbon in Dova. Only the Yochid can bring a carbon in Dova. But when the Yochid steps up to the plate and he brings a carbon Chova, and that carbon Chova by Ritzei is the essence of his Tefillah. His Tefillah is a carbon Chova. As a Yochid, he cannot possibly achieve a carbon Tamid, because a carbon Tamid has to be owned by the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. One Tzibur can link up with another Tzibur, and form all of Adas B'nei Yisrael. But how does a Yochid form a Tzibur, or create a Tefillah that has the status of a carbon Tzibur of Shnei Tmidim and the Evrei HaTamid in the case of Meir? Okay, I leave you in suspense right now. If you have an answer, please whisper it to me, because I want to come up with it on my own. You know, if anyone wants a photocopy of these three pieces actually that I put together here, let me know. Yeah.
They mean they're two dimensions of Tefillah, and they're both required, and they have both two aspects.
Right, that's what I meant to say. You're right. Elu ve'elu divrei Kim Chaim. There are two dimensions to Tefillah.
But you have
the Tefillah as a bakashas rachamim, and a Tefillah as a karma. Should we say that the Yochid is only davening a Tefillah as bakashas rachamim because he cannot create a carbon tzibur? But I find that very hard to believe. I mean, you know, the Ritzei is there. I mean, he's reciting a tefillah which is identical to the tefillah of the tzibur. Why does the Yochid then therefore get excluded from this cube of bringing a carbon?
They seem to be swept together, because forget about that halacha. Forget about being kind to the Yochid here.
Right. I'm not going to be kind to the Yochid. I'm going to be very harsh to the Yochid, because if there's Tzor around, I'm going to call his tefillah Toeva. It's a psul karma.
But I'm going to ask you right now, this is impossible to have such a thing as a makeup tefillah, as having it as
what do you mean tashlumin?
As tashlumin, because you can't have tashlumin, because there's no tashlumin for a there's no such thing as tashlumin for a korban. That all tashlumin is b'derech nedava, and there's no such thing as a dava on a korban tzibur. And what's more,
right? So that's what we tried to say before, Alan. I don't know if you were with me on that.
Yeah,
what engenders tashlumin? It feels tashlumin. It's the concept of tefillah tzilusa rachmeninu, that man is so desperately dependent upon Hashem that will give him a little extra leeway. You
that's
know.
The other aspect of tefillah.
The other
that's korban, because otherwise we're particularly run into a problem. You particularly run into a problem, and let's say mincha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because you can't do tashlumin, because if it's b'toris nedava, there's no korban nedava on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. So you'd never be able to have a tashlumin for mincha before Shabbos.
So I don't see. So what are you asking a question? Or are you giving an answer?
No,
I don't know.
The answer is:
are you making life worse for me or better for me?
You accept a narrow definition of saying that tefillah is only b'toch korban. It's only a din of korban. Then you have a problem, because it would never be able to be a tashlumin.
Correct.
But since there are,
that's why I read to you the Rambam here at the beginning.
That's right.
Because the Rambam has both dimensions of tefillah. Correct. He says that emtzoyus yesh mem shelas kol advarim, right? L'chol chefte ish v'ish. The Rambam is not denying that tefillah rachmeninu. You know, that essential definition of tefillah the Rambam has. Right. Then the Rambam adds another dimension to tefillah,
which is korban.
But
you have to be able to say.
Excuse me for just one second, Alan. I have to. I'll be right back. I just.